Page 16. Show Yano. A humble genius becomes a doctor at age 21. Show Yano has been a college student for 12 years.But it's only recently that he looks as if he belongs. This week, on June 8, 2012, the 21-year-old will complete the journey he began as a 9-year-old college freshman, becoming the youngest student in the University of Chicago's history to receive an MD. Yano was reading at age 2, writing by 3, and composing music by his 5th birthday.He graduated from Loyola University in 3 years, summa cum laude, no less. When he entered U of C's prestigious Pritzker School of Medicine at 12, it was into one of the school's most rigorous programs. Being gifted isn't easy. Despite his gifts, success was not guaranteed. On a college campus, he was a natural target for wisecracks.By all accounts now, though, Pritzker's decision to admit Yano has been a success. Yano hopes his graduation at last silences the naysayers who predicted he'd be stunted socially and emotionally for daring to tackle such an accelerated track. "I never understood that," Yano said. "Why would being allowed to challenge yourself be considered more damaging than being totally bored?" More than one passion. Intelligence is not Yano's only gift, though his IQ is too high to accurately measure and is easily above genius level. Medicine is not his only passion either. He is an accomplished pianist, and he has a black belt in Taekwondo. But he'd much rather talk about his upcoming residency in pediatric neurology.He became enamored with the field while at La Rabida Children's Hospital in Chicago, caring for patients with cerebral palsy and other ailments. "I really liked not just taking care of kids, but the way the whole team worked together. The idea that you can do a lot for these patients, even if you can't cure them." Standing out isn't easy. Yano understands the attention surrounding his trajectory.But he'd much rather ask questions than talk about himself. When the Pritzker School's incoming class of 104 arrived in Hyde Park in fall 2003, Yano's reputation preceded him, sparking a flurry of Googling. But the notoriety eventually passed. "I wouldn't say it was forgotten, but it was definitely normalized," said classmate Anthony Sophia. Another classmate, Emily Davidson, said,"Despite his age, shows the oldest soul in our class." Academically, there was no question about Yano's credentials, which included a 3.9 GPA at Loyola and stellar test scores. Pritzker decided to admit him after he met with double the usual number of staff, the university said. "I remember interviewing him. This nice, polite 11-year-old boy dressed in a little suit,said Dr. Joel Schwab, a professor of pediatrics. "You couldn't tell by talking with him that he had his incredible mind." Schwab recalled some of the debate surrounding Yano's acceptance, how some colleagues questioned whether they were denying the young boy a childhood. "But such idyllic youth was not even a remote possibility," said the pediatrician. "He was never going to be among typical 11-year-olds,where his mother would drive him to Little League. He was exceptional, so you have to evaluate him differently. He was going to be a doctor regardless, so why not here?" Yano isn't sure what would have happened if he had been denied admission to medical school as a youth. "I probably would have ended up a computer criminal," he said jokingly. Instead, Yano can harness his intellect for good.These years in Hyde Park were the best of his formal educational life, because he was allowed to soar, Yano said. "I am living my dream." Family. Whatever slights Yano endured, though, were minor compared with the attacks on his mother, which still sting to this day, he said. The term tiger mom, an ambitious mother demanding laser-like devotion to homework and piano practice, hadn't yet been invented, but that's how Kyung Yano was portrayed. Kyung Yano acknowledged the disapproval. I might say it is bittersweet if I think about all the criticism and accusations I received. But I knew what I was doing with our kids, since my main focus was their well-being and happiness. The Korean immigrant had been studying at Ohio University when she met Katsuro Yano, a Japanese student. They married in 1984 and had Sho in 1990. Even as a first-time parent, she recognized something extraordinary about her son. He had such concentration and curiosity. I'd be talking to someone and holding him in my arms, and I just knew he was following the conversation, she explained. That was just the beginning. When Yano turned out to be too smart for kindergarten, then the gifted school in Santa Monica, California, his mom decided to homeschool him. She'd immerse herself in calculus and microbiology lessons from a correspondence school until there was no more curriculum to teach him. While other children his age were memorizing their multiplication tables, Sho was at community college, earning straight A's. He moved on to Loyola, where he majored in biology with a minor in chemistry. What does the future hold? Yano insists there's no reason to think that his light will shine brighter than any of his classmates. Asking if he has been contacted by NASA or a rarefied think tank trivializes the capabilities of his peers, he said. I'd love to make a great contribution. We'll just have to see where life takes me, but really, I haven't done anything yet. Vocabulary focus. Wisecrack. Naysayer. Enamored. Flurry. Notoriety. Old soul. Credential. Stellar. Idyllic. Bittersweet. Rarefied.